This is Amingo Known Sports. I love you. This sportscast podcast, Amingo Known Sports. Today the subject is about why the Miami Dolphins need to keep Tua. Tua, he's growing on me, man. I was all for Deshaun Watson, upgrade this, upgrade that, but you don't even know if he's going to be able to play another game because of these charges. Some of them saying they're trumped up. But I'm just going to look on the brighter side. Look at the progress that Tua made. We started off 1-7, but we won a good game against the Patriots. Then we won 7 in a row. We finished the season. If the regular season was over like last year, we would have finished the season 8-7. If you compare it to a progress to Kyler Murray's progress in the first 16 games, Tua almost got him on every category. And Kyler Murray won Rookie of the Year that year because he played all 16 games and put up numbers. Guess what? Tua did better numbers. He was 9-7 while Kyler Murray was 5-11 in his first 16 games. Tua is a beast. He has led this team to 7 wins in a row. He's leading the league in completion percentage. Tua, once he gets the connection with Parker and also the great connection with Waddle, I think he can grow. He has a connection with his tight end, his running back, and his main receiver, which that he's on pace to do over 1,000 yards this year. His tight end could probably get about 800 yards this year. And Parker, even though he's been in and out, he can get about 600 yards this year during the season that has an extra game because he took off a preseason game. Tua's that guy. Tua's the man. Tua is that dude. Really, though, because if you look at how his highlights has been put together from the first season to the second season, he plays with more confidence because he doesn't worry about Fitzmagic taking him out of the game. He plays with more confidence, throws less interceptions, hardly makes mistakes, and does his thug thizzle. Tua will be a beast next year if we let him. Tua is that guy so much that he can run over people. He ran over a linebacker this year. Straight trucked him. Did him dirty. But anywho, Tua Tagovailoa is that guy. And we need to grow with this guy. We need to build a team around Tua. There's no doubt in my mind, Tua could be a great player for us if we just be patient. Flores the coach and that defense along with Tua, I'ma say it right now. We could probably win 11-12 games next year. Real spill. We are going to do those numbers. He's going to throw for over 3,000 yards next year. He's probably going to have about 30 touchdowns next year and under 10 interceptions. He will double his production. This is the thing that I'm predicting for him. Because once he got over his injuries, he was fine. Name the last Dolphin team to win 7 games in a row. And that 1-7 start was fluky because we lost 3 games by 3 points. The last second field goal, 3 games. Jacksonville, Las Vegas, and another team. We just got to realize our full potential. Once this thing goes up, the Dolphins decide that, okay, we're going to build around this guy. It's going to be a spectacular thing. It's going to be a great thing. Tua, the man is awesome. Tua, the man is great. I can't get enough of that boy Tua. That Tua dude, he can really sling that ball around. He doesn't make bad decisions. He don't throw interceptions like that. And when the last time we had a quarterback who don't throw interceptions like that? If you look at all the past quarterbacks, all of them boys throw interceptions like that. And maybe even pick sixes also. So we got to get it together as the Miami Dolphins organization and build around Tua. This is my strong opinion. This is Mingo Known Sports. I love you. Peace.